imagination. But when Oprah Winfrey ran a marathon, which she did, I don't have any doubt that if I trained enough, I have the ability to do it. I hate the time and the effort that goes into training for something that takes that
long.
By
the way, I did say that there was breaking news, and I know I wanted to talk instead. Iran says they can build a nuke anytime they want at this point, that they've enriched to 60%. They can get to 90%. The last 30% is a much faster process. So we're going to be hearing a lot more about a nuclear Iran, as in a nuclear weapon holding Iran, everybody. On Biden's watch, war in Ukraine, nuclear Iran up next, and maybe China invading Taiwan. That's quite a foreign policy he's got going.
And Russia's visiting Iran right now. And the way you'll know whether Iran has a nuclear weapon capability or not, Buck, it's based on whether we attack them. Because if we attack them and they have nuclear weapon capabilities, uh-oh, that really gets scary.
We're just leaving some things to the very end here. That's why you got to join us tomorrow. We'll break all this down and more. Clay and Buck, over and out.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Like you, I've heard about Relief Factor. It's been on TV and radio for years. I never really thought about it until my dad, who's 73 years old, an avid golfer, and I know he struggles a lot with pain like millions of Americans, started taking it, okay? He's dealing with aging, exercise, and just the ordinary effects of daily living, and Relief Factor is a game changer for him. Developed by doctors based on scientific research, Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. Taken as designed, every day, Relief Factor reduces or eliminates pain all day, every day. About 70% of the hundreds of thousands of customers who've tried Relief Factor went on to order more. It's huge. It's one of the reasons my dad's taking it. And like I said, amazing results. Try the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95 and join the 70%. Go to relieffactor.com/buck or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com/buck or call 1-800-4-RELIEF for your 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95.
Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, dog lover and founder of Rough Greens here. If your dog has bad breath, something's wrong. If your dog has low energy or itchy, scratchy skin all the time, maybe it has a dull coat, there's something wrong. Many years ago, it became obvious to me that dogs struggle with all kinds of issues, and I realized it's because dog food is dead food. That's why I created Rough Greens. It's packed with omega oils, essential vitamins and minerals, powerful probiotics, digestive enzymes, tons of antioxidants. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. It's super easy, and over a little bit of time, you'll see your dog change right before your eyes. I'm so confident that Rough Greens will help your dog. My dog and I are going to offer you a free Jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it before you buy it. You just cover the shipping. Order your free Jumpstart trial bag today by going to roughgreens.com. That's R-U-F-F-Greens.com.
Liberal Washington, D.C. spending is making life here in Nevada painfully expensive. You hear it from people across the state.
You used to buy like 50 items with $20 and now you're buying 5 items with $100.
It's a killer. It really is. Groceries, everything.
I have no choice. I got to get gas one way or another.
Not only gas prices, everything is going up.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto joined fellow D.C. liberals voting for trillions in government spending, causing record inflation and sky-high costs, making it harder for Nevada families to get by. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to stop voting with Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders for reckless, irresponsible spending. Oppose the Senate liberals' reckless reconciliation package and start voting against spending that is killing us with inflation. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Fractures are starting to appear in President Biden's support among Democrats in the Senate. Bob Agnew with that report.
With the president's approval ratings hovering in the low 30s, support among Democrats is waning. One Democrat senator who requested anonymity told The Hill support for the president is growing weaker in the Senate, citing a New York Times Siena College survey showing the vast majority, 94% of Democrats under the age of 30, are hoping the party selects another candidate in 2024. One progressive group, Roots Action, is gathering signatures in a campaign to try and prevent the president from running. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, the legal battle over Louisiana's ban on abortion continues with a court hearing today.
Louisiana's anti-abortion law has trigger language designed to make it effective immediately after the Supreme Court overturned the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion. But abortion supporters, including one of the three clinics still operating in the state, have fought the law in courts. They argue it has conflicting language and is unconstitutionally vague. So far, they've won two temporary injunctions, allowing abortions to continue while the legal battles continue. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry is pushing for the latest order to be lifted so the ban can be enforced. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Greenwood, Indianapolis, police say the gunman who opened fire at a mall was a 20-year-old local man. Three people fatally shot, two were injured. A 22-year-old civilian who was legally armed killed that gunman. Four people have been killed in a crash in Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office helicopter. It was headed back to Albuquerque after assisting firefighters in another New Mexico city. The cause of that crash unknown. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 104 points and the NASDAQ off 61. More at townhall.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's 12:04. This is your KMTQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The sound of breaking glass at the MGM Grand sent some visitors into a panic on Saturday night, thinking gunshots had been fired. Police say someone broke a window in the Casino's Valley area, causing a loud bang, which had some people thinking it was gunshots. The incident led to social media posts claiming there was an active shooter on the Las Vegas Strip, until Metro Police sent out a tweet a little after 10:30 Saturday night saying the reports of a shooting were not true. One person was taken into custody and charged with misdemeanor destruction of property. We may be in the midst of the heat of summer, obviously, but the southern Nevada housing market appears to be cooling off. Home sales have been sliding, available inventory is increasing, and more sellers have been slashing prices. Well, buyers are facing increased borrowing costs with mortgage rates on the rise. Nearly 2,700 previously owned single-family homes were sold in June. That's down 8% from May and the third straight month-to-month decrease. Nationally, about 60,000 deals fell through last month, almost 15% of the homes under contract. That's the highest cancellation rate since April of 2020.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
No major issues on US 95 and the Beltway 215 right now, northern and southern. Moderate flows on the 15 through the resort area. And those lane restrictions continue on Interstate 515 westbound. That's at Eastern Avenue, only two lanes available through there.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, July 18th. Good to have you with us. I love Mondays because we get to open the show and we hit the ground running, believe me. With Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Victor, how was your weekend, my friend?
It was great, thank you. A wonderful one as well.
It was hot, and it was rainy. It's nice to get some rain, don't you think?
Oh, it was. I heard the thunder yesterday morning. One of my kids didn't like it so much, but I thought it was great.
I thought
the temperature a little bit.
I thought it was absolutely great, and one of the things I loved over the weekend is your column how green mandates are essentially causing electricity shortages. How bad is it here in our community? I mean, is that something that we're facing, or is that a national problem?
Well, it's both. It's both a national problem and something that's happening here. And fortunately, I mean, which is good. I don't want the power to go out. I don't think anyone wants the power to go out. It's not happening on a regular basis. But in each of the last 2 years, in 2020 and 2021, there were times when the NV Energy basically put out an alert saying, please conserve energy on these days because otherwise we're going to run out of power. And it just makes you think, I mean, we've been generating power for decades. Why in the world are we running out of power? It's been hot here for forever. And the answer is that, you know, instead of putting in natural gas plants or nuclear plants, we've been putting in more renewable energy. In Nevada, it's solar energy. And then in places like Texas, it's wind energy. And it's just not as reliable as fossil fuel energy.
What is the answer that NV Energy gives you when they put out this stuff about reduce your usage between 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock p.m. that kind of thing? When people ask them about it, what's their response?
Well, the twofold is one, they haven't had to drop power. You know, so it's like, well, it's no big deal. We didn't actually lose power. But the problem is we don't want to get to the point where you're having to beg people, right? We want reliable energy, and that means not, warding off any crises before they're actually crises. And then the other thing they'll say is, well, it's a convergence of factors.
A convergence of factors?
You know, a convergence, I don't know, what's the right word? You know, and all these factors are coming together at one point. And so, you know, it's the heat wave, but it's also there's plants down for maintenance, or, you know, it's a heat wave all over the west, and then there's clouds over the solar farm. And so there's just not the same ability to absorb these problems that there would be with fossil fuel plants.
Victor, is there a middle ground here? I mean, I whenever I hear all the new Green Deal stuff, my eyes glaze over. But I keep asking myself the question, is there something that we can end up doing that is not a one-size-fits-all?
Well, that's exactly what we should be having, is we should be allowing people to, you know, to choose basically what kind of mix they want with energy, and being honest about the downsides. But the problem is that, you know, Nevada right now, I want to say we're at like 26% the mandate of how much renewable energy we have to use, but it's going to be 50% in 8 years. By 2030, we're going to be at 50% mandated use of renewables. And it's just, you know, this is why the problems keep increasing, is because we keep adding renewables at an ever faster clip. And so, you know, what you could handle when it was just 20% renewables all of a sudden becomes an absolute crisis at 45% renewables. But that's right where we're headed.
Has anybody figured out if renewables are more expensive, less expensive, or they cost the same as fossil fuels?
Well, it's really hard to figure out because there's all these incentives. I mean, basically, there's all these tax advantages from the federal government for renewable energy, and then there's all these mandates. And the challenge is that you've got these upfront construction costs, but then you use the asset for a number of decades. And the other problem is, and I think this is what you can say, is that, you know, look, when everything's perfect, renewables can be a really good deal. But the problem is that you can't ever get rid of the fossil fuel plants because the renewables aren't reliable in the same way that a fossil fuel plant is. So solar energy is a perfect example, right? The sun goes down. You start getting less power late in the afternoon. By the evening, it's gone entirely. So you can't just have solar plants. You've got to have the fossil fuel backup. And so the problem with renewables is that even if the renewable itself is a good deal when things are perfect, you always have to have the backup, so you're just paying for two systems.
Do the Green New Deal people, do they acknowledge that shortcoming? Because that's a pretty big shortcoming.
Well, no, I mean, not unless you absolutely confront them on it. And then, of course, they'll always make excuses. Oh, Texas is on its own electrical grid. Oh, the fires in California, they're just really bad. So I don't feel like there's a level of honesty about it, and there's certainly never up front with voters. Like, you know, oh, 50% renewable portfolio standard. Oh, by the way, you know, you're increasing your odds of not having power when you absolutely want it the most by, you know, 500%. You know, there's no acknowledgement that there are these reliability concerns. And it's only going to get worse when you go up to 50%. You know, when you can handle 20, 30% with the redundancy of the fossil fuel plants, but you know, it's a lot different when you start going to 40 to 50%.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I know you're not a meteorologist, I'm not one either, but we're only to mid-July, and we've got some of the hottest days still ahead. Does that mean that we're going to be testing the grid, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. I expect that to happen. I can't say, oh, it's going to be the third weekend in August. No one really knows when it's going to happen, and it usually is a result of a number of factors. But the one factor we can control is having reliable energy, and we've, you know, basically puttered that away in pursuit of you know, green and renewable energy. So I expect this to get much, much worse And even if it doesn't happen this year, it's going to get worse in the years to come.
So what's going to happen in Washington? The Green New Deal seems like it's stalled. They're looking for something that has consensus. I don't know that there is consensus even among Democrats necessarily when it comes to the Green New Deal. What is it that you hear out there? Is it a matter of Congress is ready to deal with it or not deal with it?
Well, I mean, Joe Manchin is basically running things, and he's not ready to deal with it. And the inflation report that came out last week, you know, inflation hitting another 40-year high, you know, basically gave him the, I don't really know what his true agenda is, but, you know, what he's saying is, look, before we dump a whole bunch of more money in the economy, let's take a look at what inflation's doing, which, of course, makes a ton of sense and is exactly what, you know, should have been done a year and a half ago before the American Rescue Plan passed. So I don't really think it's going to happen. It's certainly not going to happen in the way that the environmentalists want it to happen. But I think it's going to keep being batted around. I mean, there are people who truly believe that the world is going to end, that humanity is all going to die as the result of global warming. And I don't think those people are going away, whatever the facts are. You know, it'll be 2030, we'll all be here, and they'll say, it's 2050, we're all going to be dead by 2050.
I've seen those AOC clips that in 12 years we're all going to be dead, and I'm just, I laugh, but then again, you got to say, well, maybe I should hedge my bet. But it's just crazy. I want to take you to something else. And this was a story at the top of the hour news, and you're going to be hearing it all afternoon, that Joe Biden may be on thin ice in the Senate among Democrats and that they don't want him to run. What is your sense of what Democrats are feeling right now towards Joe Biden?
Well, they're concerned. I mean, the things that we've seen for years, that he's a step slower, that, you know, age comes for everybody. And so it shouldn't be surprising when it's coming for a 78-year-old and he's, you know, a step slow. Or is he 79 now? I can't remember. But they're seeing that. And it would be one thing, you know, if his agenda was getting pushed through, if he was out there, you know, really just rhetorically hammering the Republicans. But, you know, Democrats are looking at this and saying, this is not an attractive package to sell to voters. I mean, he's overseeing a disastrous economy. The world is a wreck in terms of conflict and war. Oil prices are you know, just ridiculously high. Maybe we shouldn't run this guy again, because if we do, we're going to lose. You know, maybe he can beat Trump, but, you know, if Republicans nominate someone else, he doesn't have a chance.
But tell me how they finesse this. This is not like Nixon and Watergate, where members of the Senate went up to the White House and ended up saying it's over, that kind of thing. I mean, how do you finesse something like this?
Well, this is exactly how they finesse it. They go to the New York Times and the Washington Post, and they leak stories about, you know, how concerned they are about Biden, about his stumbles. You know, they're rumbling that maybe he shouldn't run. And basically they're trying to say, get the hit, buddy. You can't do it.
But Joe Biden is not going to go quietly into the night, is he?
I don't know. Honestly, I could see a scenario where he does, and, you know, where he looks at reality, or his family looks at reality, or whoever's running the White House looks at reality and says, yeah, look, this was a good run. You pitched yourself as kind of a transitional candidate. And now it's time to transition. But, you know, Biden's the president. If he wants to run, you know, if he remembers where he is and what day it is, then it's going to be hard to topple him. And I don't think they're going to be able to if he wants to run.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Could you make the argument to him for the good of the party? And here's a guy that's been in the party for 50-plus years. Is it possible that he might respond positively to something like that? Hey, for the good of the party, step aside.
You know, it's certainly possible. The problem is, you know, for the good of the party, it probably is best that he runs. I mean, they just don't have a good candidate waiting in the wings. Gavin Newsom, really? You know, you're going to run the governor of California, Mr. French Laundry himself? I don't think that's going to play very well. And so, you know, Democrats are really in a box. They're in a pickle when it comes to who the replacement candidate would be. And so I think it's a lot harder to say, you know, look, we've got to replace you when you don't really have a replacement candidate.
More to come from Victor Jenks. There's a story in the RJ today, a UNLV study talking about gun control and how there are people are more receptive to gun control after all these mass shootings. We'll find out if that's really true or not. But it's a study at UNLV, and they're pretty serious about this. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670, GAM. Let me do that one more time, because I started to do that. AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital, and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment tax, taxes, or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
It's the question we always ask after mass shootings, and that is this going to be what